Hey guys, it's Drake back for episode 4. I've done this 4 times. To all of you know what, I think I've done this 5 times. I think my notes are wrong. Well, either way, I've done this a couple times, so thanks to all of you who are still listening. Welcome into episode 4 or 5, I'm not sure. I have some great stuff for today, some fun stuff to talk about. I've actually had some cool stuff in life, and I've run into a couple friends who I just realized they clash. I ran into an old Clash friend, so it's all been good. It's basically just been a good week. I've had a couple down days, but altogether a good week. So I am dealing for our attack of the week. I'm dealing with Pekka Bobat, or you know, Pekka Bat, whatever you want to call it, which is similar to Pekka Smash, but you use bats instead of Quadquake and a couple other spells, and you try and use the bats for cleanup and taking out some defenses. So that's a really fun attack. I'm also going to throw in a Town Hall 9 attack because I've been doing CWL with my mini account. But first, just a little update on my life. My soccer practice two-a-days, which is pretty self-explanatory what that is, started today, so I'm worn out. I'm currently icing my leg because I hurt it kicking. I was doing something weird where I was kind of chasing the ball, and I needed to kick the ball the other way, and I kind of stepped over it and turned and kind of kicked it the wrong way from where I was facing, and it just, like, I don't know, it just tweaked, so I'm fine, but it was annoying. And then I started my college class, which I think I talked about, and I made it a whole 2 assignments before I forgot something, so I turned homework in late. I'm not great at college, but I've currently indulged in some self-care, which is, I think, what you're supposed to call it when you make bad decisions for your body and life because they're enjoyable. So I've been eating a lot. That's been nice. I had an entire packet of pizza pockets and some bread and a bowl of oatmeal and a half a block of cheese for supper, which was really great. I feel good on the inside right now. I did have something cool pop up where I am getting to intern for this company. It's not really a company, organization that is sort of a political organization. They deal a lot with, like, Christian issues in politics and also just some general Republican, you know, like, that kind of stuff in politics. So I'm super excited to do that. And I'm not sure, I think mainly going to be doing, like, grunt work, not any cool politics type stuff, because I'm 17 and nobody cares what I have to say, but I might get to do some research and write some blog posts on certain things. So that's super exciting. Just an update on my recording situation. I meant to break out my fancy mic and do some better audio for this week, but it didn't happen. So I also haven't finished my intro. I'm still working on that. I need to record some of the voice stuff for that, but I don't really like what I've come up with yet, so I'm still working on that. So that is not improved. Also, if you hear anything weird in the background, my windows are open because it's down to like 70 here, and it's just such a nice day out that we have all the windows open. So if you hear any weird noises, that's what that's about. Hopefully my neighbors don't start mowing or anything. Imagine having a podcast while your neighbors are mowing and, like, the people could hear that in the background. That would be horrible. It'd be crazy if someone did that. Anyway, a couple things I put into my Discord to see if anyone had any, like, you know, today I learned type of Clash things. Just stuff that, like, not a lot of people know, but is actually really useful. So there's 3 I want to talk about. That one of them is from, oh crap, who's it from? I think it might have been Of Glory. So I'm going to give you the credit, Of Glory. If it wasn't you, I apologize to whoever did say it. And that is that when you are doing an attack, if you keep the sound muted, which I do all the time, you wouldn't know about this, but if you keep the sound on, when the CC is lowered and whatever is in there pops out, it makes a noise. So whoever it was said that they can actually watch a war attack or, you know, regular attack and tell if the person is playing with the sound on or not because of how fast they react to the CC. So I thought that was interesting. Maybe next time I have, like, a super high-level war attack to do, I'll throw some earbuds in, turn my sound on, see if that helps. So that was one. And then number 2, and this one is something that a lot of the other podcasts have talked about, and it is a really useful one, and that is war weight can be checked. You just throw up a friendly challenge, and however much gold is available, like on the in a storage or, you know, in a like on, I think it says it, I don't know if it says it or not, but anyway, if you click on the storage and you see how much loot it looks like the person has, that is their war weight. And war weight can be important for knowing who's going to have to attack who, if you're doing a war, you know, who's going to rank where. So that is one. And then the last one, I actually just noticed this week, and maybe you guys all know this, and this is going to sound stupid, but if you ever watch an E-Drag when it's about to zap, it has these scaly little spiny things on its back. And it's always useful to be able to time up when the E-Drag is going to hit, because it attacks so slow. It's about 3 seconds in between hits. So if, you know, a couple of ways you can use it is if one is going to hit your queen, say you're Town Hall 9 and you've got a queen that's maybe 20 or 25, an E-Drag can take that out in 2 hits. So even if you have healers, the first hit happens, you know, the queen's starting to heal back up. But 5 healers on a level 20 queen, an E-Drag will take that out faster than the queen can kill the E-Drag. So it's important to know when the E-Drag is going to zap. So I mentally just kind of do like a countdown to know when to freeze it or to use the queen ability. But I learned that the E-Drags actually like charge up, and you can see it. So there's these white scales on the back of the E-Drag that light up. I think it's five scales. And when it gets to the last scale, or I shouldn't call them scales, it's almost like spikes on the back of the E-Drag. When the last spike lights up, it zaps. So you can kind of time that if you're trying to do that. A couple other Clash of Clans things that are just kind of coming to my mind is people have been throwing around Pixel Crush in the Discord. And what Pixel Crush is it's a Clash of Clans, like, how long things are going to take type of website. You put in your levels and stuff, and it tells you how long for you to max your town hall and what percentage of the way you are through your town hall. So it's actually really useful if you want to know, you know, let's say we hear Town Hall 14 is coming in February or whatever. First of all, that's not like an announcement. I'm not breaking that. Supercell hasn't quite gotten to the level where they're ready for me to break news about new town halls. We're getting there, though. Don't worry. All, like, 7 of you who listen have been really bumping up my reviews. But, what was I talking about? Oh, Pixel Crush. Yeah, so you can learn how long it's going to take. You know, if you have a nearly max base, it might be like 3 or 4 months. If you have a lower level base that you're trying to max to a certain town hall, it might be longer. Or if you're just a new town hall and you're only a couple percents into that town hall, it might be, you know, years. I don't know how long it would be, but I did notice that from starting account to a max Town Hall 13, without any books or potions or whatever the builder boost, lab boost, it takes 6.5 years to max an account. So no wonder people are like, it's so easy these days with the books and stuff. 6.5 years is crazy. I'm, you know, most of the way through Town Hall 12, and I've been playing for less than 2 years. So that shows you how much that saves. So yeah, Pixel Crush is super cool. I'm messing around with that. I have not had time to put my entire base into that and see how far I am through Town Hall 12 and whatever, but I am going to do that at some point when I've got some time to spare and I can put all that in, because you got to put in a bunch of your levels and other stuff for it to like calculate how long it's going to take. So, other stuff. So, yeah, this is awesome. Andromedus, who is a guy from, I want to say he's in either Guild of Grace or one of Guild of Grace's feeder clans. He just started a podcast. It's really good. He only has 1 episode as far as I know. He said he was going to record again soon. So I don't think it's up on normal like places to listen to yet. It's going up, but because he just started it, it takes a couple weeks. So it's called Andromedus's Army. So search that, follow him, whatever. Subscribe. I don't know what you do on podcasts, but yeah, do that for him. He's got some good stuff, especially if you're a lower town hall. He has 2 accounts, like a max town hall 7 and a rush town hall 11. So he mainly does stuff with the smaller account, but I think those are the 2 accounts he has. What else? Oh, I heard this question. This was going around on a bunch of podcasts that I listen to, And the question is, who would you most want to listen to your podcasts? So, you know, basically I can choose one person in the world who listens to every one of my podcasts. So, I was thinking about that. And first of all, like, my first thought was just like Donald Trump. But then I was like, you know what? No, because first of all, he's never going to actually be interested. I did put thought into this, as sad as it is. I really put thought into how this would work. So he would never actually be interested. Plus, if I had Donald Trump as a listener, half the world would just hate me, or half of America at least. I don't know how other countries feel about him. I know Russia likes him. But anyway, so, you know, probably, this is funny, but probably one of the other Clash of Clans podcasters who's more established would be my choice, but I know they do listen, so not them. I thought about maybe it would be really cool to have some of the high ups at Supercell or some of the big content creators, like, not Darian, he's the guy for Supercell. I don't know, whoever the big ones are for Clash of Clans. I don't really watch a lot of YouTubes or anything, but I think that'd be really cool to have them listen. So yeah, I didn't come to a complete answer on that, but and I mean, any if I heard any celebrity listen, that would be crazy. Maybe we'll get there in like 2 years. I don't know. We'll have to see. I wonder if there are any celebrities play Clash of Clans. If you guys have ever heard of like a regular celebrity, yeah, celebrity. If you ever heard of a regular celebrity mentioning playing Clash of Clans, like send that to my Discord because that'd be cool. So I have actually been playing my mini accounts more. I've been playing Farron, which is my Town Hall 9 in CWL with 806, I think it's 806. 806 or 808. No, it's 806. 806 Bomb City, which is the Hammers clan. So he's been involved with Carl and Lucky over on the Crystal to Join podcast, and I think he boosted their Discord, which was cool, and he's just been fun for the friendly wars and whatever. So he is hosting my mini account and for CWL, so that's been fun. I might be about to miss an attack for that. Oh, well, anyway, I've done two attacks in there. One against, I think both against Town Hall 9s, and I two-starred both of them, I think. I'm not sure if I got that straight or not, but anyway. So that's been fun. I'm the bottom of that CWL map, but hey, at least I got my mini in CWL, so I'm going to get those hammers for that. And I actually have gotten a bunch of progress for that account. So that account is totally maxed, but my queen is 25 and my king is 17. So all I have left to do is heroes. The queen I actually sent up 4 levels this week, so I was super excited about that. Went from 21, I might have gone from 20, it might have been 5 levels this week, but 20 or 21 to 25. And as soon as I get a hammer for CWL, it will be 26. And I'm also probably going to just put her down regularly because I have a decent amount of DE. Just from farming and stuff, because I've been farming a lot with that one. And I did get the pass on that account this year. I did get the pass on that account this week. Yeah, not a week either. This month, somewhere in between a week and a year. So I'm going up super fast, and I get the big bonus for all the loot and stuff. So that account should be totally maxed and become a Town Hall 10 very soon. My other account, Drake, is in CWL with Nob's clan, which is, well, you know what, I'm not even going to say that. It's in Nob's clan. So that's actually a really cool clan. It is the feeder clan to his main clan, and his main clan is Melbourne DTW. I think that's what it is. And they were like top 50 or something in Australia, so that's amazing. Their feeder clan is hosting me for CWL there, so it's almost all Town Hall 12s and 11s. There's like one or two 10s. So their main clan only does CWL with Town Hall 13, so obviously I'm out for that. But I've been doing it there. So far, we have a perfect CWL. So we've gotten 45 stars in our first 3 wars. That clan, because it's a feeder clan, is not a very high level, and it hasn't been CWL'd in a lot. So it's kind of like overpowered who we're facing. I've so far, I've attacked a Town Hall 8, a Town Hall 10, and 2 Town Hall 9s. So that's kind of like crazy to attack them. And also it's really stressful, so much dipsiety. Because I'm a Town Hall 12, like I'm not maxed or anything, but I'm getting there. If I fail on a Town Hall 10, I'm going to get kicked. Like, I know we're friends now, but if I fail on a Town Hall 10, just kick me from the clan. I don't want to see any of you. I can't bear to show my face. But it would be absolutely nuts if we pulled off a perfect CWL. That's like record-breaking stuff. What else am I talking about? Oh, okay, guys, I have an idea. So, here's my idea. Now, I don't know how many people want to do this. I think it'd be super fun, but you guys are the ones who need to decide. So here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking we should get all of the, you know, the podcast stalwarts, the people who listen to every episode, or the ones who have podcasts, or just whoever's in there, whoever hears this. And I think we should all start mini accounts from Town Hall 1 and make a clan just for them with maybe one or two big accounts to donate, because I think we should see what kind of war streak we can go on. Because if you think about it, if you have max CC troops at, say, Town Hall, you know, maybe we try to get to, like, Town Hall 7s around there, you could just go destroy bases. And it would be absolutely so much fun to go on, like, a 30-war win streak. So if you would be interested in starting a mini account, joining the Clash Room clan, and trying to do that, let me know. Put me on Discord, or hit me up on Discord. We don't need a ton of people. If we could get, you know, 10 people to do it, that'd be perfect. Maybe 15 people so that we can do 10v10 wars and still have people out every now and then. So I would be totally up for starting another account and doing that. And the cool thing about the mini accounts is, like, you don't have to spend too much time on them to get everything done for a day. In, I don't know, less than an hour, way less than an hour, I spend only a couple minutes on some of my smaller accounts a day, and they're still just shooting up, because if you, you know, attack a lot and you have good CC troops, you can 3-star anything. So maybe 15, 20 minutes a day for those accounts, and I think that'd be super fun. Plus, it's kind of annoying to be in all these different clans, because I can't talk to, I'm like, oh yeah, I see that person's on in my friends, but, you know, I can't go talk to Carl because he's in a different clan, or, you know, I can't go talk to Tribe of Judah because I'm out of this clan for CWL. So I think we should all make minis and have a little podcast clan together. So let me know what you think of that. If you guys all have too much of real lives to start another account, that's fine, but I thought I'd throw it out there. So for my two attack strategies, I'm going to start with the Town Hall 9 one, and how that one works. All right, sorry guys, I had to stop recording because there was a really loud cricket outside and I had to flick it off of the window. I don't know if you could hear that, but I was saying, Town Hall 9 strategy. So, it is my favorite Town Hall 9 strategy, and it is just hogs. There's nothing to it. Just like any other Town Hall, it's hogs. They're so powerful. They're so fast. They do everything you could want. They target defenses, so a couple cleanup troops go a really long way. So a couple things to watch out for when you're doing Town Hall 9 hogs is, there's really three things. The CC is totally, like, you're totally dependent. If you can't draw the CC with your queen walk, oh, I should say this. So it's a queen walk, it's 5 healers. I use 1 baby dragon, and then I think 6 wall breakers, and the rest is hogs. So it's like 26 hogs. You funnel one side with the king, or if it's not something that's, like, really an area that needs funneled, you just funnel one side or get some extra value at one side with the baby dragon, and then you queen walk and you drop your hogs, you heal them, you rage the queen walk. If you don't need the rage for the queen walk, you rage the hogs, you freeze something if necessary, and you're good to go. So how that works is you need to lure the CC because the CC will just burn through your hogs. You need to kill the queen because the queen will also burn through your hogs. And I've also found that if you can queen walk the bomb tower and just get that as extra, that is a huge help, because not only does it do the splash damage, which can get the hogs, you know, a little lower on health if you don't have a heal left, then when it explodes and they're all around it, it can really wipe out an attack. So I try to get the CC and the bomb tower with my queen walk, and I try to get the enemy queen with my king if that's possible. Otherwise, I just leave that and... sorry, I just saw a car go past and got distracted. I just leave the enemy queen and hope I have enough hogs to overpower it. So, yeah, you do that. The spell placement is actually really important because Town Hall 9 heal spells are pretty high level, and they actually do a lot of healing. So if you can have your hogs in them for 10 to 15 seconds, it's really great. And the Town Hall 9 defenses are not strong enough to take them out as long as it's not, you know, a couple defenses targeted on one hog. So they will just burn through a base. Time can be a little bit of a problem depending on how long you go with your queen walk. If you're doing a, you know, minute to and 15 second queen walk, you can start to run out of time if you lose hogs to a bunch of defenses and you don't get great heal spell placement. So the faster you can do your queen walk, the more margin for error you have. Also, it really helps you can keep the queen alive. So, you know, if the healers follow the hogs, they go to the left, the queen stays on the right, and an X-bow that is too far away for her to hit takes her out, that can make it really hard to clean up because the queen can do, you know, 20% if there aren't a lot of walls in the way just so fast. It's just, you know, builder hut, you know, barracks, spell thing. It just takes like 5 seconds to do all of that. So that's a huge help on cleanup. That's about it for the Town Hall 9 Hogs. I've been using that in CWL, and one thing I need to watch out for, I've started switching a couple of my wall breakers out for archers, because edge builder huts can really be a problem. So that is everything for the Town Hall 9 Hogs. Now, Pekka Bobat. So Pekka Bobat is amazing. It is probably my second favorite attack next to Homies. It's super strong. It is a little bit base dependent. You can't really do it with a base that has all multi-target infernos. It just doesn't work unless if there's something weird where you can like clear them out really quickly. And at that point, it's just a bad base and anything's going to be able to take it out. But on a lot of bases, it's really great. So how it works is similar to the Pekka Smash. I do a one-side queen walk funnel, 5 healers, and then try to use 1 rage on that, maybe 2 rages if it's going badly and I can get a lot of value with the 2 rages. A couple wall breakers. Some of the things you're looking to get with the queen is wizard towers, multi-target infernos if there are any, and that's really it. You don't need to get a lot with that queen walk. You basically want her to stay alive. The value isn't so important as long as you have a good funnel. And then it is a wall wrecker down the middle, hopefully taking out the eagle or some other big defenses. On its way to the town hall, you can funnel with the king or send it in with the rest of the troops. The troop composition is pretty similar. It's 3 Pekkas, a bunch of bowlers, an ice golem if you want it, and maybe a baby drag to funnel the queen walk. And then the spells, it's a rage, a CC, rage, then 6 bat spells and 3 heals. So basically how the attack works is you funnel with the queen, you send all the troops down the middle, basically just dump them in as long as they don't need funneled on the other side. You can use, sometimes I use a Yeti and a couple wizards to funnel the other side, but you just throw them down there. They follow the wall wrecker for the most part. Once you're about 60% of the base done, and hopefully there aren't any multi-target infernos left, or at least not any on the side of the base with lots of other defenses. So if there's one on the far side, you know, that's not going to get taken until last, that's okay. It's only if it's in the mix that's really a problem. So you want to dump all your bat spells on the outside, preferably near a high HP, low DPS, or a high hit point, low DPS defense, or a defense that can't target air. So maybe a cannon or an archer tower, depending on what it is, a mortar. You want to keep your bats away from wizard towers, and so you drop all your bat spells, they go to that. You want them to bunch up. So if you have them near a bunch of defenses that go down really quick, they won't bunch up as much, and the more they bunch up, the better. So if the town hall is still up at this point, you can use your tome ability when the bats are getting near the town hall, because invincible bats is just killer. So that's great. When you can get the bats to be invincible, you're guaranteed to take down basically anything in range while they are still invincible. So you don't have to save the tome for bats, but if you can, it's really helpful. Another thing is, if you don't have the tome, say you had to use it because, you know, the eagle was going to take out all your bowlers or something, the town hall can actually take out bats pretty fast. So the main things you have to worry about is the wizard towers and Inferno Towers and the Town Hall because it has the defense on it. So lower Town Halls, 8 and 9, I'm sorry, 9 and, no, not 9 and 10. When do you get bowlers? Whenever you get bowlers and bat spells, I think it's 10 and 11 where this attack is really strong. You don't have to worry about that. You just have to worry about the multi-target Infernos and the Wizard Towers. So one thing that's really easy to mess up is you can drop your bats too soon when you don't have enough of the base done. And time is not really an issue with this attack. If you give the bats any time, they will clean up an entire base in like 30 seconds. You know, you can have 70% down and 40 seconds. And, you know, normally you would just hit a wall for the rest of it. But you can send bats through and it's no problem. So that attack is super strong. So my attack grade there is, for ease, I'm giving it a B. It's a little harder than just the regular Smash version because you've got to get some Queen Walk value, or not Queen Walk value, but you've got to take some certain things down with the Wizard Towers and Infernos on the Queen Walk. And you also have to time the bats right, or you can end up wasting 6 spell space. The freezes are also really useful with the bats, I forgot to say that. Because they can save them from a Wizard Tower or a multi-Inferno. Also, don't be afraid to use your spells early on the Queen Walk, because this is an attack that doesn't need a lot of spells aside from the bats. So for ease, I'm giving it a B, just because of those things. For strength, I'm giving it a B plus because it's not quite as strong as Homies, I don't think. And that's kind of like my top strat, but it's still a good attack. Can take out a lot of bases. It's great for dips because you can clean up a lot of the base and not worry about time, which can be a problem on dips. And then for flashiness, I'm giving this a B because it looked pretty cool. Like, with all those bats, if you do it right, it looks really cool when all those bats are just flying around. Most of them, you know, most of the buildings can go down to one, if the bats are in a clump, like one hit from each bat, they kind of all dive down at the same time, and it's just like boom, boom, building, building. And then for how much fun it is, I'm giving it an A+. I love this attack. So much fun. Totally recommend it to at least try it out, see if it's for you. It keeps you entertained almost the whole attack because you've got 3 phases with, or almost 4 phases sometimes, with the Queen Walk, the Funnel, the main troops, and the bats, and the spells to support the bats or the spells to support the Queen Walk. So it's a really fun attack to do. I give it an A+, which is the highest grade for that. Alright, one other thing, or I guess maybe like 4 other things, is I had some cool stuff happen in-game. I actually ran into a guy I played Clash with like 3 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago. His in-game name is Extreme Dream. I met him in his clan. He was the leader, and he like taught me a lot of what I know about Clash Clans. So he taught me to funnel, he taught me about Quadquake, he taught me a lot of the basics. He taught me about Queen Walk, so... You know, that's back when I was a Town Hall 9, I was a super rush Town Hall 9, he was like a near max Town Hall 9. And we played together, we were always online at the same time, just chilling, talking about things, talking about life. So I saw him online, I went over, joined his clan, was like, hey dude, can't believe I'm seeing you again, because I haven't seen him online for months, if not longer. And I invited him to come over to the Icy Golem. So he did. I haven't gotten to chat with him a lot because I only have one of my accounts in the Icy Golem, and that's my Rush Town Hall 12 that I don't play an awful lot. But I can't wait to get my main account back there and talk to him some. And then another exciting thing was this dude I work with was just like talking. I was like, oh yeah, do you game or whatever? He's like, only some mobile games. I play PUBG and Clash of Clans. And I was like, Clash of Clans? Did you say Clash of Clans? So we were talking about that. I was like, yeah, well, I have a Clash of Clans podcast, which... actually sounds a lot more impressive than what this actually is. I'm really just sitting in front of my iPad. My iPad is standing up on a napkin rack, like a napkin holder, and I'm glancing down at my phone and realizing I'm not talking about what I wrote down, and that's basically what my podcast is. So I talked to him. He is in a clan that is dying a little bit, so he's going to come over to one of our clans. He's a, like, I don't think he's even rushed. He's just a new Town Hall 12, so he should be a good addition. If you see Dodge Challenger, that's his name, see him coming around, go ahead and accept him, tell him Drake says hi. And then also, one of my other coworkers, actually my only other coworker, is not feeling great, so it's not Corona, don't worry. He's just laying around a lot. So I actually convinced him to start a Clash of Clans account after pesting him for weeks, or maybe even longer than that, probably more like years. So he knows I'm super into it, and he's not really. He's early 20s, but he kind of missed the Clash of Clans craze when that happened. So he's trying that. Hopefully he will stick with it and be... Oh, he could be, if we all start mini accounts, he could be in our clan. That's one of the other reasons I was thinking it'd be cool to do that, because I've been, like, you know, talking to my brother, some other friends, like, hey, you should start an account, because I feel like it's a game that... It's a little tricky to get into, but once you're in, like, you're in. You can't leave, because just, like, the social aspects and the progress, accomplishment-type aspects of it, it's really hard to quit. So, if we do start a bunch of mini-accounts and go all in a clan together and do that, it would be a really good way to get new people to the game. Because even if we could just get, like, 10, 15 new people, I mean, that'd be nuts. And then kind of teach them the game from the ground up. Probably end up being better than us because we teach them what we know as, you know, bigger town halls while they're minis, and they know all that and don't have to fumble around and get it wrong until town hall 9 and then figure it out, or 10 or whatever it is. So yeah, that's all for today. Please join my Discord, which I will try and put the link in the description of the podcast. Even if you're only listening a couple times, or if you don't have Discord, it's not like a big commitment, so just download it. I want to know you guys are listening, if you are. And so download Discord, join my Discord server. You can email me. I think it's calhoundrake26@gmail.com, something like that. I'll put that in the show description too. Cause I wonder if you guys are listening. It's super cool when I hear someone say, like, hey, I listened to your podcast. That was good. So I liked it. I liked it. And that's it, guys. I'm going to go to bed soon. Oh, I just heard a freaking gunshot. Wow. Welcome to the city, guys. All right. Peace out. Bye.